Now, Joe's Farm Crisps in Killa, East Cork, has once again opened its stunning 5-acre sunflower field to the public. And this year, it's all in support of Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And we have the owner of Joe's Farm Crisps on the line, Sandra Burns. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you today?
Good, not too bad.
Are you in Killa?
We are. Yeah.
I have a funny story to tell you about Killa. Just before the hurling final last week, Oliver was chatting to the lead singer from the band that wrote the song about Killa as I pulled into Killa on the radio. So I'm just like, and next of all, you come up today. So I'm connected to Killa in some beautiful, universal way. So tell us about the Sunflower Initiative, how to begin.
Our son was also on that panel that won the East Cork final.
Oh my God. I think I'm moving to Killa. Something the universe is bringing me there. That's amazing. Congratulations. That's lovely to hear. Oh, congratulations. That was a great weekend anyway, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. So tell me about the beautiful Sunflower Initiative.
So we began sunflower picking on our farm 5 years ago. At the moment we have 5 acres of sunflowers growing. Over the last 4 summers, we raised money for Marymount Hospice. We raised 35,500 for them. And this year we changed to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Joe's dad was diagnosed with dementia.
I'm sorry.
And I suppose it's just a cause closer to our hearts at the moment. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful seeing people and families come to our farm. They get a sense of peace and it's calmness, what they tell us. But they're also making memories, which is extremely important, taking photos and all that on the farm, but also raising money for a great charity at the same time.
It's absolutely brilliant. And funny, out of nowhere, I have a window box and the magpies go through it. There's never anything in it. And out of nowhere, a massive sunflower just sprung out of the last 2 weeks. They're quite hardy, aren't they?
There, yeah. We grow 10 different varieties. It's not just the plain yellow. There's beautiful beautiful wine and yellow. It's absolutely stunning. They're kind of pink with yellow as well in it, and it kind of more whiter sunflowers. It's just absolutely breathtaking when you walk down the field and see off the sea of sunflowers.
Just sounds amazing.
Full bloom.
Sounds absolutely incredible. So you have 5 acres, but 3 acres in bloom, then 2 acres come up next. Is that how it's kind of rotate?
So Joe staggers the planting. The way we have a continuous flow of then during our sunflower picking. So the sunflowers actually came in 2 weeks early this year. And with the heat that we got in July. So we're in the middle of our first lot of sunflower picking, and probably within 10 days or 2 weeks, we should have our second lot then come in. So hopefully it will be a continuous flow. That's the normal idea.
Stupid question incoming now. So Joe's Farms crisps, sunflowers have nothing to do with the crisps. You grow sunflowers and you normally sell them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is normally a business.
It is. We grow and cook all our crisps on the farm. They're vegetable, made from carrot, parsnip, beetroot, or pink, purple and white potatoes. We do a huge pumpkin picking event on our farm in October. We're heading for our 8th year of that. We're on our 5th year of the sunflowers. And this year we also started tulip picking in, it was around Paddy's weekend, and we did an Easter event and lavender picking.
That was in June.
So I suppose it's just adding more events and different things to the farm. People love coming to the farm. So it's just kind of, I suppose, making it, having something all year round.
Okay, so I'm going to throw a couple of kids in the back of a van and I'm going to come down to Joe's Farm Crisps and Killa. And I'm going to pull up to the thing. Tell me how my experience for sunflower picking works.
So I suppose the most important thing is that people would follow us on either our Facebook, Instagram or TikTok account, Joe's Farm Crisps, because we post every Monday our full list for the week as to our days that we're open and times. I suppose this is it's an add-on to our crisp business. So we would be cooking crisps behind the scenes and all that full business carries on as well during our sunflower picking. So just keep an eye on our social media
Okay.
And it also changes down to weather as well.
So a texter here just says, actually, to back you up, hi Brendan and Sandra, I saw the post re Joe's Farm Crisp and Sunflowers pop up recently on social media. I thought it was a wonderful initiative and great to raise money for charity. Colette sent that in from Kinsale. Thanks for that. And somebody texts in that I was there yesterday, Brendan. The crisps are glorious. From So I pull up. How much is it and all that? Tell me how it works.
So it's 30 euro entry for the car. So whether there's one or five or seven seats, it's same price. I suppose the best value is fill the car coming. It's 30 euro entry. It's cash on entry because we're raising money for the Alzheimer's, so it's easier to work it that way. And you receive one bunch of sunflowers in that entry, and extra bunches are 15 euro.
Okay.
You'll probably meet me at entrance. I'll give you the ticket. You'll head off then down the field to Joe or Megan, our daughter, and they will cut your sunflowers for you.
Okay.
You can spend as long or as short as you want down there. Normally, it's probably half an hour or 40 minutes. It is always busier at weekends. So if you want to come at quieter time, maybe come during the week if we're open in the evenings.
And I love, because you wouldn't expect this, but the venue is accessible for everyone, families with buggies, elderly visitors, wheelchair users.
Yeah.
There's a split.
I suppose it depends on weather, obviously. It is a farm. So I suppose as long as it doesn't start raining. We do have a separate kind of, you go down a boreen if you have any wheelchair access. Probably won't be able to get all the way around because it is a field after all.
Yeah.
But you will definitely be able to get to our famous Love Heart, which we've had marriage proposal.
And that's a sunflower arch. That's an arch of flowers that people can go for a photo opportunity. Is that right?
Yes, it's major for photo opportunities, yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful initiative. It must be so rewarding, is it?
It is, yeah. I suppose over the last few years, you hear definitely a lot of stories back from families that go down or on their way down. And all of that actually definitely drives me on to raise more money
and
for
quick one,
charities.
In the arch, the sunflower Love Heart arch, how many marriage proposals has there been?
We've only had one at the moment. I'm hoping for a few more.
Yeah. Anybody listening is looking for an original idea. Arch.
You never know.
At Joe's Crisp Farm.
Maybe between the sunflowers and the pumpkins, we'll definitely hopefully get another proposal.
And as you said, though, people need to watch the socials. Which is Joe's Farms Crisps, to make sure the fields are open in case it's raining. It won't be open.
Yeah.
Is that right? Just for safety.
I suppose after the sunflowers, they can head back up to our farm shop, and we have a seating area up there. And
brilliant.
Connor and Aveen, our son Connor and his girlfriend Aveen, they're normally cooking chips.
Well done.
From the potatoes that we grow on the farm.
So you've got them all working between the athletes winning finals and the other cooking chips. They're all so busy.
Oh, they all have to. You have to keep them busy.
That's brilliant. Sandra Burns, owner of Joe's Farms, Chris. Great initiative. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Best of luck with it. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Let's take a song now. One of my favourites of this year and last year. Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish.